In one sense, it's about Brexit, but also the wider strategic approach of the two councils to getting the North West economy operating on a singular basis and pushing itself forward, marking itself internationally. Basically, the Brexit issue has been discussed in the context of it being an additional issue that maybe we wouldn't have obviously been thinking about beforehand. Now, that itself, at the same time, it is probably the most pressing issue that we're going to have to encounter because of the implications for obviously cross-border trade, for access to European markets, and obviously issues around exchange rates and even people moving between both sides of the border. And all of that's been discussed this morning. And the main point being made is there's a lack of data in many aspects about what the implications will be. So it's still a work in progress. But the study that's been done by the two councils and the results of that have been disclosed this morning point out the fact that, that there are some opportunities in terms of tourism and things like that because of exchange rate issues, obviously making the North more attractive, but that has implications for Donegal. At the same time, there are potential benefits for the fishing industry in the North out of the Brexit scenario, but at the same time, that doesn't apply on both sides of the border. So there's a range of issues that are just being literally teased out as we speak, but this conference is trying to make the point that we need to stay positive, that the Brexit issue is there, we can't avoid it, but at the same time, we have the wider economic strategy in terms of the cross-border partnership arrangements, and the point has been made by several speakers this morning, the fact we have that vision now in place for connectivity being seamless on both sides of the border, for our message being sold on a unified basis, that all of that is important, that we have that message now in place because all our areas don't. So we are ahead of the curve in that regard.
So you hope that answers will be given or some ground will be established today, in particular of the exchange rate between the North and the South at the minute?
Yes, I mean, in terms of the exchange rate, the point was made that because Brexit hasn't happened yet, that uncertainty has created a lot of the issues around the exchange rate, and that post-Brexit, that will settle down. And when we say settle down, where the exchange rate lands obviously has implications in terms of cross-border trade, especially service industry. People obviously having shops in Letterkenny might have less business from the dairy side or vice versa, depending on what that exchange rate will be. But again, at the same time, either the Donegal or dairy side will have more potential benefit from the tourism market. So all of those issues are still in an uncertain context because Brexit hasn't actually happened. And that's the key point that has also been made. It hasn't happened. So once it does, it creates a whole different conversation in many ways. But the point that's been made here very strongly is that in many ways, both sides of the border, in terms of Donegal and Derry and Strabane, there's a lot of shared economic activity, a shared economic base around service industry, around manufacturing. There are differences in terms of, obviously, agricultural activity on the Donegal side and fishing to a degree as well. But there's a lot of common areas of economic activity, which means that we can have a unified voice in terms of trying to bring in more investment. The whole idea of having lower salary costs, whether you're on the Donegal or Derry side of the border, and lower costs in general for even hiring office space. So we have a competitive advantages which we're trying to push as well. Whether Brexit happens or not, it is going to happen in some way. But even if it does, we can still use that competitive edge. We attract businesses and even businesses coming under the northern side with Brexit. We would have said, we won't have access to European markets, but the soft Brexit scenario as opposed to hard Brexit, which we're pushing for and Martin McGuinness is very much pushing for in terms of getting special status for the North, that gives us hopefully still access to European markets, but we can still attract the American investment, for example, because they realise there's a low cost base, whether you're on the Donegal or Derry side of the border. So there's not to say advantages of Brexit, that would be maybe an exaggeration, but we're trying to make the most of what we have, regardless of Brexit, if you want to put it in that context, then this conference is focusing on the positive in that sense.